Now, here in the Eye Opener, we've been talking a fair bit about the future of work, how technology and demographics are changing our jobs and our expectations from our jobs. A lot of the focus has been on millennials, those people who grew up around Y2K. But what about the generation that comes after, the so-called Generation Z? Now, those are people born between 1996 and 2012. The oldest is 21 now, the youngest, 5. A research firm has just completed a large-scale survey on the workplace attitudes of this next generation. And Giselle Covari co-wrote the study. She's the president of Engine People Performance. Giselle, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Thanks for joining us. Describe this generation for me. What are your key findings?
Well, as you'd mentioned, David, they're born between 1996 and 2012. So I didn't survey as young as 5 years old, but we did survey those between 14 and 21. Mm-hmm. And there's some really interesting and exciting new pieces of information that came out of the study. And I would say one of the key insights that we found that all of us and my co-author, Dr. Robert Pearson, were surprised by is how optimistic this generation is. They're very optimistic about their future. And one could say, well, we're always optimistic when we're young, right? But they're also bringing a very balanced and realistic view. So they're bringing back some very traditional values around loyalty, security, and really understanding how, the need to respect authority in the workplace.
Really? Why? Do we know? What are their influences other than their boomer parents, or I guess Gen X parents?
That's right. So 59% of them have Gen X parents. Mm-hmm. 23% had baby boomer parents. So, I mean, there's baby boomers who are having certainly children older and young, well, they're older parents, but 59% are Gen Xers. And I think that is one of the key drivers here is that Gen Xers, and I'm an Xer myself, we tend to be very independent and individualistic in our viewpoint. And we're seeing some shifts perhaps in that parenting model, as well as an environment where I think, you know, the pendulum may be swinging away from that helicopter parenting style that millennials had, where the parents hovered over them, to one that's much more referred to as free-range parenting, right? You kind of insert yourself as needed. And so I think that this is a generation that recognizes that there are winners and losers, even though, you know, people were getting trophies on the team, regardless of what they were doing. And so they're going to bring in this more realistic perspective into the work environment. And I think perhaps society and the school environment may be making shifts as well. I'm just predicting that.
Whenever we talk about these generalizations of a generation, we get ourselves into trouble because people immediately start sending messages. Why do you have to put people into different boxes?
Sure.
Well, I mean, that happens. Why did you find this such an interesting field of study that you went out to try to find out what they're thinking?
It's a great question. I mean, I've been researching this for 15 years at Engine. We've been researching, writing books, presenting to clients, delivering programs and solutions around generational differences since 15 years almost. I'm going in my 15th year now, since 2003. And so it's really not about recognizing that there are differences. It's about recognizing how do we maximize the strengths of each generation while managing the differences so we can have more productive, collaborative, high-performing teams. And so when we think about it in that way, it's really about just looking at things at a macro level. It's never going to replace the need to understand somebody at the individual level. But what we see across generations is very similar values. But what's different is the way in which each generation executes on those values or how they define them.
What you've described about Generation Z, this optimism, this job loyalty, these kinds of things, it flies in the face of what we just heard about the millennial generation. Just how different are these two groups?
I think we are going to see certainly some differences. They're going to be building upon some of the things that millennials have been asking for. So we're not going to see a complete divergence, but we are going to see some differences. Again, that loyalty piece, job security. This is a generation where 89% of them said job security is a top priority, as well as learning and developing new skills. So millennials wanted the learning and developing new skills, but it's that loyalty and that staying for a long time. They don't believe they need to work for a variety of different jobs and a variety of different employers, rather, in order to have a successful career. They want to be able to stay in one place. They also bring in this rigor around authority. I think they're going to recognize and demonstrate in the work environment some more traditional values as it relates to that. So 84% said they think it's important to follow company rules. And 74% of them said it's important to do what your boss tells you to do. So we are seeing a shift here where millennials, I think, were coming in and saying, I want to impact the environment right away. I want to be able to change things. I want to influence the outcome. I think we're going to see Gen Zs come in and work a little bit more within the system.
Giselle, please excuse my skepticism, but there's a part of me saying, how would they know? You're talking about teenagers here.
Well, and that is part of it. I think, again, we could all say perhaps we were that way when we were young.
Yeah.
And that's often an argument around life stages as well. People say, well, I used to be like that until I got a dog and a house and a mortgage and some kids, and then I had to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wasn't as positive either. So life stages absolutely comes into play. But what we're finding over the years is that the core values of the generation remain consistent over time. So, for example, Gen Xers, we don't grow up to become baby boomers, and millennials are not growing up to become Xers, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we're going to see some of these things remain consistent. Again, what's going to differ is whether or not this generation can execute on those, whether there's an environment, an economy, a work structure that allows them to tap into what really motivates them.
Well, it'll be up to them in the end, Giselle. Let's hope they don't mess it up, as we say about every generation. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
That's Giselle Covery. She's the president of Engine People Performance, a generational research firm based in Toronto.